The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Jules, I've done it again. I've gone and ruined another birthday surprise.
Here we go.
I do it every year.
What have you done?
I do it every damn year. For a little while now, I've been talking about it. You may have heard me mention it at work. I thought, you know what? I reckon I can learn the piano.
Yep.
I've just decided. It's like learning Spanish. I was going to do that for a while, but I've lost interest in that. That's next year's challenge, I reckon.
Right, so you're going to learn piano now.
Yeah. And I've got a bit of a late start to get this done in a year, but I'm confident in my ability to just be able to get it done and dusted. So I've been looking at digital pianos, which I've discovered are...
Keyboard?
Well, they're different. That's what I've learned. I've done a little bit of research. There is a difference between a digital piano and a keyboard. A digital piano is to simulate more closely what an actual real piano sounds like and feels like to play.
So
keyboards are different.
Keyboards have that cool, like the cool sound effects and everything.
Oh, you've got like a bazillion different sounds and you can be like all retro 80s and stuff. Some digital pianos still do that stuff.
Yeah.
But I wanted one that more so simulated the feel of the keys. For some reason, this is a guy who's never played piano in his life.
Yeah.
That was important to me.
Of course it was.
So they're big and they're expensive. So I thought, you know what? This will make an awesome birthday present. So when Alice was asking me a little while back about what I might like for my birthday.
You planted the seed.
Yeah, I did. I listed off some stuff and that was one of the things that I sounded most enthusiastic about. Over the weekend, I'm sitting in the lounge room watching some telly. Alice goes down the street for a bit, mysteriously doesn't want me to come with her. She always wants me to come with her when she goes down the street.
Yep.
One occasion, she's like, oh, no, you don't have to come. So I'm like, oh, here we go. Where's she going?
Yeah.
Comes home from down the street and politely asks me to not look this way for a moment or two.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic sign that she's got something to hide.
Yeah, she wants to go hide it in the spare room. But Alice is only small and a digital piano is easily as tall as her standing up. So I hear Alice wrestling this cardboard box past the lounge room and into the spare room. Like, it's not that sly to begin with. But anyway, so I have my suspicions pretty high as to exactly what she's gotten me at this point. But I do this stupid thing where I know she's put it in the spare room. And my curiosity gets the better of me.
Oh, no.
Well, I think to myself, how has she hidden it? Like, it's so big. Like, what has she done to hide it? I want to look in the spare room and be impressed by how well it's hidden. So I open the door and I peek my head in there and it's just sitting there on a mattress.
Oh, so she hasn't even hidden it? Hasn't even put a blanket over it or anything?
She's draped a sheet over it, but a sheet just fits the lines of it so perfectly.
So you can see it.
You can see the box. There's like a quarter up and there was like a little black what could be.
I've got
the digital piano. I know what I'm getting, Jules.
Yeah. So you've ruined it.
I feel like I should just be able to have it now. Like, I know it is. There's no surprise anymore.
It's not your birthday till Thursday.
Yeah, I know, but it's in the house.
Rules are rules.
But what difference does it make if I start playing with it today instead of Thursday?
No.
Surely there's other people in Ballarat who have a knack for ruining surprises.
Oh, yeah, whether it be, I don't know, accidentally telling people that the sex of your baby or a birthday surprise or a party of some kind.
Giving away a surprise party to a friend, I reckon that would be so hard to keep that secret, to not tell your friend you're holding a surprise party for them.
That's why no one would tell you that they're holding it.
It'd be a surprise for me as well.
Yeah.
5333 1031 is the number. We would love to hear from you. Tell us about when you've ruined a surprise of any kind. It could be a surprise that was meant for you or a surprise for someone else. When have you ruined it? 5333 1031. Tara, tell us when you have ruined a surprise.
Well, I've ruined it a couple of times, but my husband hasn't found out yet.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't clicked on, but I'm pregnant with our third child and I found out the sex without him knowing.
Oh, wow.
Did you ask the doctor, like, to say, like, I would like to know, or did they just say?
Well, I've been going to the appointments on my own because he works away quite a lot.
Yeah.
And one of the appointments, they said, oh, would you like to find out? I said, oh, my husband might divorce me if I find out, but how good of a secret do you think I could keep?
Yeah.
And so she's like, oh, we'll see how we go. And straight away, she's like, oh, here you go, this is what it is. And I was like, oh, no, now I actually have to keep this a secret.
Oh, no. So how are you going with keeping it a secret? Have you accidentally spoiled the surprise yet, or are you doing an all right job?
I have split a couple of times, but I've been able to kind of cover it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, it's a boy. I mean, girl. I mean, neither.
3 weeks to go.
3 weeks.
Oh, wow. So you've held on to this secret the whole time. That is a great, that is amazing. So you said this is child number three. So for number one and two, did you find out as well?
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
So
I didn't say did you both find out. Did you find out for the other two?
No, neither of us has found out okay. for the others, and I thought, third time round, let's try something different.
Yeah. So your hubby knows then that you know?
No.
He doesn't know that I know.
Oh, that's he
brilliant.
Doesn't know that
that's
you know.
Brilliant.
Oh, Tara, well, best of luck keeping it a secret for the next 3 weeks. It's going to get obvious, though, if you start buying a certain colour of decorations for clothing and the room and stuff when the baby comes.
Well, I'm kind of lucky. Touch wood, he hasn't opened any of my online.
Hopefully those emails aren't going to him.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much for the call, Tara, and good luck for the next 3 weeks.
Thank you. The Power FM Brekkie Show.